Ben Cadwallader grew up in the Vermont classical music scene, both as a musician in the Vermont Youth Orchestra and attending concerts as a patron with his family. After a stint on the West Coast with the Los Angeles Philharmonic, Ben returned to the East Coast a year ago, and he's now the executive director of the Vermont Symphony Orchestra. Ben joins us in our VPR studios to talk about the innovative ways that the VSO plans to play great music in new places to reach new audiences. Ben, welcome.
Thank you so much, Mary. It's good to be here.
So it's just over a year that you've been executive director at VSO. Right. Are you still riding that California wave of innovation and out-of-the-box ideas?
Well, I think the new car smell is gone, but it's been just a whirlwind first year. We have this coming Saturday. It's called Jukebox. And this is a new series that we've launched, operating essentially under the idea that let's present good music in a comfortable, inviting environment, and we'll feature our Vermont Symphony Orchestra musicians. We're not putting a label on it. In all our marketing materials, the words classical music, those two words do not appear together anywhere. We've marketed this the way a rock show is marketed. That said, it's a string quartet. It's a one-hour performance. It's not long. It's a hosted evening. So we have Matt LaRocca is a Vermont composer, and we're calling him kind of the curator for the evening. So he comes up with a program of music that is thoughtfully paired with a Masterworks concert, which is on March 18th. And it's a varied, eclectic program. There is the music of the dead German guys that we all know and love, the Brahms, Beethoven, Mozart. But there's also, just to use last month's example, there's also music of Bryce Dessner, a rock star from The National. So operating under the idea that if you don't hate good music, you're going to enjoy this thing. Come hang out with us. The other thing to mention is the pricing structure. We've come up with a really innovative pricing structure that's completely flexible. Pay what you can. When we launched this series, we were expecting 65, 70 people, and over 250 showed up. We were blown away and completely unprepared. It was a mess. I got there, 40 minutes before the show, and there was a line out the door. One of the owners at Art Triton was like, "Dude, what is going on?" And he said, "We're sold out." So this time we're prepared, and I have to say, if this sounds like something you want to do, Don't wait. Call Arts Ride and buy your tickets because it's going fast.
Talk a little bit about the plan to reach new audiences. That from your description, it sounds like that's sort of the bent here. But also keeping current audiences just as satisfied.
Yeah, and that is the challenge. We don't want to alienate our current audiences. And I would use my mother as a perfect example of our more traditional audience. So the challenge is, how do we keep people like my mom in our family while also bringing in new and different audience members? Striking that balance is really important to us. And so when we offer these innovative new kind of outside the box initiatives, it's really important that we demonstrate a web of interconnectivity with our other core programming. Jukebox is part of a larger effort to engage new and different audiences in unexpected ways. We're not just doing cool things to do cool things. Mm-hmm. It is always connected back to our kind of historic core.
Talk a little bit about the experience for the musicians themselves.
It is, I think, essential to have buy-in, not just from audience members, but from musicians as well. My fear was that musicians would not be psyched about being a member of the Vermont Symphony Orchestra and not playing in an orchestra and, you know, doing essentially a chamber music performance in a place that doesn't have great acoustics, mm-hmm. where, you know, there are glasses clinking and people, you know, sipping Manhattans. It's an unusual environment. But I have to say, it has only strengthened our resolve to see the degree to which the musicians are genuinely inspired and fired up about this. Our orchestra manager, Eleanor Long, receives unsolicited questions from musicians saying, "Hey, can I maybe play at the next one?" Matt LaRocca hosting the evening with the musicians. And what that means is, it's not like he gives a little pre-concert lecture before each piece. We hear from him about why the piece was chosen, how it relates to the program. And then we also hear directly from the musicians, too, about what is it like to play a piece like this? Mm. How is playing music written by a rock star like Bryce Dessner different than playing the music of Bartok? Another great way that we can bring in a more traditional audience member like my mom, and also bring in someone who has never set foot in a classical music performance before.
Right. Just open the doors, invite people in, and Yeah. Play beautiful music.
Yes. And I would say that's the spirit in which most of this music was originally intended. Chamber music, it's supposed to be intimate. You breathe the same air as the musicians. You can see the sweat on their brow. You can see the strings vibrating. It is supposed to be an intimate experience. And so I would argue that what we are doing at Arts Riot is certainly a modern take. The composers wrote this music to make that personal, direct connection with their audience. And that's how these pieces were premiered. And that's, again, a modern take on how we are presenting them today.
That's so cool. Ben, thanks so much for coming in and telling us more about Jukebox. Appreciate
it. Thank you. It's my pleasure.
That's VSO Executive Director Ben Cadwallader talking about the new series from the VSO and Arts Riot called Jukebox. The next one is this Saturday. Find out more at vpr.net.